In local obituaries this morning, Noxie Vaughn Smith, age 82, of Campbellsville, died Sunday. Survivors include one son and daughter-in-law, Tony and Jean Smith of Campbellsville, two granddaughters, one sister of Ohio. Funeral services for Noxie Vaughn Smith will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home with burial in the Campbellsville Memorial Gardens. Mrs. Ruby Capps Lee, age 85, of Berksville, died Monday at Cumberland County Hospital. She is survived by two sons, including Bobby Lee of Greensburg, one sister of Florida, three grandchildren. Funeral services for Ruby Capps will be this afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Norris New Funeral Home in Berksville with burial in the Berksville Cemetery. For more information locally, contact the Coward and Parrott Funeral Home in Greensburg. Mrs. Mary Lou Osborne Lampkin, age 80, of Louisville, a native of Marion County, died Monday in Louisville. She is survived by three children in Louisville, Indiana, and Florida, one brother of Indiana, five grandchildren, seven great-grandchildren. Funeral Mass for Mary Lou Osborne Lampkin will be Thursday morning at 11 o'clock at the St. Francis Xavier Catholic Church at Raywick, with burial in the church cemetery. The family requests visitation after 3 o'clock this afternoon at the Mattingly Funeral Home in Loretta. Prayer services will be held at 7 o'clock tonight at the funeral home. Mr. Logan Ray Salee, age 69, of Greensburg, died Monday at Taylor Regional Hospital. Survivors include his wife, Ruth Adina Kessler Salee, three sons and two daughters-in-law of Glasgow and Indiana, a daughter and son-in-law, Wanda and Bill McKinney of Greensburg, his stepmother, Ruth Salee of Campbellsville, four sisters, Ethel Milby of Summersville, Jewel Cox and Laura Mae Dudgeon of Campbellsville, Mary Vance of Greensburg, two brothers, William Edward Salee and Damon Salee, both of Campbellsville, 10 grandchildren, seven great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Logan Ray Salee will be Thursday morning at 11 o'clock Central Time at the Coward and Parrott Funeral Home in Greensburg, with burial in the Campbellsville Memorial Gardens with full military honors. The family request visitation after 4 o'clock this afternoon at the Coward and Parrott Funeral Home. Masonic services will be held at 7 o'clock this evening at the funeral home. All Master Masons are to meet at the lodge at 6 o'clock. Mrs. Mary Alice Flatt Whitney, age 83, of Greensburg, formerly of Adair and Greene Counties, died Monday at Jane Todd Crawford Hospital. She is survived by one son, John Bernard of Greensburg, one brother of Louisville, six sisters of Louisville and California, six grandchildren, 14 great-grandchildren, one great-great-grandchild. Funeral services for Mary Alice Flatt Whitney will be Thursday afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Nunnally Funeral Home in Louisville, with burial in the Evergreen Cemetery in Louisville. For more information locally, contact the Coward and Parrott Funeral Home in Greensburg. Mr. Chester Howard Humphreys, age 93, of Niffley, died Monday at Westlake Regional Hospital. He is survived by two sons and a daughter-in-law, Bill and Clara Humphreys of Niffley, two daughters and a son-in-law, including Sharon and Paul Campbell of Campbellsville, 12 grandchildren, 14 great-grandchildren, one sister and brother-in-law of Lincoln, Illinois. Funeral services for Chester Howard Humphreys will be Friday morning at 11 o'clock at the Christie Chapel Methodist Church, with burial in the Hardin Cemetery. The family request visitation after 5 o'clock Thursday at the Lyon DeWitt Funeral Home. Mr. Robert E. Bobby Gentry, age 67, of Greene County, died Monday at his residence. He is survived by his wife, Betty Jean Lowe Gentry, one son of Edmonton, two sisters and one brother, Mildred Perkins of Horse Cave, Marie Compton of Campbellsville, Clell Gentry of Greensburg. Funeral services for Bobby Gentry will be Friday morning at 10 o'clock Central Time at the Coward and Parrott Funeral Home in Greensburg, with burial in the Campbellsville Memorial Gardens. The family request visitation after 4 o'clock Thursday at the Coward and Parrott Funeral Home. Mr. Leo Adams, age 77, of Greensburg, died Tuesday at Caverna Hospital in Hart County. He is survived by his wife, Ethel Jeffries Adams, three sons and three daughters, Robert Harold and Sharon Annette Adams of Mount Sherman, Jerry Wayne and Sandra Adams of Summersville, Terry Glenn and Betty Adams of Greensburg, Glenda Curry and Glenn Matney of Greensburg, Brenda Kay and Bruce Hunt of Greensburg, and Betty and Buddy Killensworth of E-Town. One brother, Olin Morgan of Adair County, one sister, Orthella Reynolds of Greensburg, 10 grandchildren, seven great-grandchildren, two great-great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Leo Adams will be Friday morning at 10 o'clock Central Time at the Foster Toller Curry Funeral Home in Greensburg, with burial in the Greene County Memory Gardens. The family request visitation after 2 o'clock Thursday at the Foster Toller Curry Funeral Home. Mr. Eddie Franklin Upchurch, age 66, of Campbellsville, died Tuesday at Grandview Nursing and Rehab Center. He is survived by two brothers and sisters-in-law, Teddy and Carol Upchurch of Greensburg, Reed and Linda Upchurch of Campbellsville, two sisters and brothers-in-law, Betty and Kevin Johns of Campbellsville, Brenda and James Loy of Greensburg. Funeral services for Eddie Franklin Upchurch will be Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock Central Time at the Coward and Parrott Funeral Home in Greensburg, with burial in the Campbellsville Memorial Gardens. The family request visitation after 3 o'clock Thursday at the Coward and Parrott Funeral Home. Mrs. Chantal Marie Milby Dale, age 34, of North Carolina, a native of Greene County, died Sunday in North Carolina from injuries suffered in an automobile accident. She is survived by her husband, James Dale, of North Carolina, four children of North Carolina, her father and stepmother, Gary and Vicki Gooden Milby of Summersville. Funeral services for Chantal Marie Dale will be Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock in Illinois. For more information locally, contact the Coward and Parrot Funeral Home in Greensburg. I'm Greg Gribbins, WVLC News.